Mr. Flintstone, your teacher will be Miss Grubbell.
How do you do, Mr. Flintstone?
Likewise, I'm sure.
And Mr. Rubble, this is Miss Pitchblende, your partner.
Welcome to our studio.
Barney, say something.
Hiya, partner.
Since we got these new mail carts, I get around faster. Sure beats lugging this bundle around on my back all day.
Is there any mail for us?
Let me see. Yep. A letter for you, Mrs. Flintstone.
Thanks. Probably another bill. Oh, that's all we seem to get these days.
Bills, magazines, advertisements. That's all I deliver. Doesn't anybody write just plain old letters anymore?
Well, for goodness sake. Oh, wait till Betty hears this.
All right, Wilma, I'm sitting down, and I've got a good grip on myself. Now, what's the big news?
Well, you've read about the big charity dance they're holding at the Rockadero Tilton, haven't you?
Oh, who hasn't? It's the swankiest affair of the year.
Right.
And the tickets cost $100 apiece?
I know, and that's 200 reasons why Barney and I can't go.
But you are going. You and Barney are going with Fred and me for free. Hello? Betty. Betty, did you hear me?
But will you say that last part again slowly?
It's true. You've heard of Mrs. Beardsley Got Rocks III?
Oh, sure. She's married to one of the richest men in Bedrock.
Well, before she was married, Mrs. Beardsley Got Rocks III was my school chum,
Gussie Gravel Pit.
Gussie Gravel Pit?
Uh-huh. She and her husband were going to the dance, but he came down with a measles or something, so she sent me her tickets.
There are four of them.
Oh, good old Gussie.
Wait till the boys hear the news.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter, Benny?
Suppose the boys won't take us?
How can they refuse? We've overcome their only objection. It's free.
You're right, Wilma. But just to play it safe, I'll fix an extra special dinner for Barney before I spring the news on him.
That's a good idea, Betty. I'll do the same for my dancing partner.
Wake up, Barney boy. We'll be home in a couple of minutes.
I wasn't sleeping, Fred. I always keep my eyes shut when you're driving.
That's funny. So does Wilma. I guess it's kind of relaxing to know I'm at the wheel.
Relaxing nothing. It's terrifying.
Barney, so help me, one more crack like that and I'll pull the plug on this carpool.
Oh, relax, Fred. I'm only joking.
It's a good thing you're not a comedian. With a sense of humor like that, you'd starve to death.
Come on, Dino. Your daddy's home. Dino sure loves Fred.
No, Dino. Wait. Dino, stop. Stop it. Down, boy. Down, Dino. Down, heel. Wilma, do something.
Come Come on, you two in the house.
Why can't he just greet me like other pets?
All right, Dino. Put Daddy down.
Oh, boy. Every night, the same thing. Oh, that was a swell dinner, Wilma.
Thanks, Fran. And now for a nice surprise. We're going to the big charity dance at the Rockadero Tilton.
Are you out of your mind? It costs too much.
Free tickets.
Well, you'll want a new gown.
I'll wear my old one.
Well, there's the corsage.
I'll wear some daisies from our garden.
After the dance, you'll want to eat.
I'll bring sandwiches. Give up, Fred?
We are not going to the dance.
Oh, come on, Fred. What reason could you possibly have for not going?
I got my reasons.
Fred, your idea of a good time is watching a ball game on TV while I feed you sandwiches. I've gone along with it for a long time because I know it's expensive to go out. But when we can go to the swankiest dance of the year for free, and you still won't take me, well, Fred, you're becoming antisocial.
I've still got my reason.
Oh, sometimes that Fred...
Hi, Fred.
Barney, why aren't you home watching a ball game on TV?
I had a little tiff with Betty. A little difference of opinion about going to the charity dance.
You too, huh? Why wouldn't you go, Barney?
Well, will you promise me you won't laugh, Fred?
Believe me, I am in no laughing mood.
Well, I can't dance. You meet people there, and you're supposed to dance, and it's too embarrassing. But why aren't you going, Fred?
Word for word, the same reason. Two left feet.
Well, it's sure not fair to the girls.
I know, and I feel awful about it. There ought to be something we could do.
Well, we could learn to dance.
Hey, that's it, Barney.
It is? But how do we learn, Fred?
How does anyone learn anything? From a book, of course. Now, look, you run down to the library and get a book on dancing. I'll back the car out of the garage. We can start practicing right away.
Hey, and then we can take the girls to the dance without being embarrassed, right?
Right. Get going, pal.
Hey, Fred, I'm back.
Shh, not so loud. We don't want the girls to know about this. Did you get the book?
Yep. Here it is.
How to dance with diagrams. All right, swell, Barney. We'll start off with an easy one, like the tango.
Yeah, here it is, Fred. The tango with diagrams. Hey, there's nothing to it. Look, we just follow the footprints.
All right, now here we go. You sure you got the steps memorized?
Oh, yeah, it's a cinch. Hey, lead on, Fred.
Okay, the tango. Here goes. Say, you follow pretty good, Barney.
Oh, thanks, Fred.
Barney.
Yeah, Fred?
Get off my feet.
But it's easier to follow you this way, Fred.
Well, it ain't the right way. Now get off. And remember, the tango is graceful, sinuous, smooth. Let's do it right.
Yeah, okay, Fred.
Now we got it. Graceful, sinuous, smooth. Ooh, through the rum, dum, 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 bum, da-da-dum. Well, so much for the basic steps, Barney boy. Now let's try some fancy stuff. Ready?
Yep. Hold it, Fred. Hold it. Wait a minute. Fred, let go.
Now, what kind of a step is that?
It's not a step. It's my sacroiliac.
Oh, well, don't worry, Barney. I'll adjust it for you.
No, Fred. No. Don't touch me. Don't.
Come on, Barney. Don't be a sissy. I know how to fix it. Now stop it, will you? Stop squirming, Barney.
Let go.
Hold still.
Fred.
Barney.
What are you two doing?
We were just practicing some wrestling holds.
Wrestling holes?
Sure, weren't we, Barney?
Like this one. It's called the body slam.
I guess men are just boys that never grow up.
And if they keep this up, they won't grow any older either.
Hey, Fred.
Yeah, Barney.
You know, I've been thinking. It's a cinch we're not going to figure out how to dance from that book.
You know, I've been thinking the same thing.
Hey, look, maybe we ought to go to one of those dancing schools, huh?
Now you're talking. We'll drop in at the Art the Quarry Dance School right after work and we'll sign up.
Hey, okay, Fred. Yeah, we'll stop by on the way home, huh?
Well, here we are, Barney. Let's go in.
Well, gee, Fred, I'm kind of scared. Do you think we're doing the right thing?
You want to take the girls to the dance?
But of course.
Then we're doing the right thing.
Oh, there's no one here, Fred. Let's go home.
Wait a minute. Hey, yo! Who's in charge?
Good evening, gentlemen. Welcome to the Arthur Quarry Dance School. Can I help you, gentlemen?
Yes, ma'am. We want to learn to dance.
Well, you came to the right place. We have a one-year all-inclusive course that will
teach... 1 year? We haven't got that much time.
Oh. Well, there's our six-month course, but that doesn't include the Hopi Indian rain dance.
The Hopi...
And if you ever met a Hopi Indian, you'd just be out of luck.
We'll have to take that chance.
Yeah, but, Fred...
We only got a week.
A week. Then you'll need our crash course. 4 lessons a night, every night, and we might make it.
Good. We'll take it.
But Fred...
Stop interrupting, Barney. When do we start, lady?
Tonight. Promptly. At 8:30.
Well, Barney boy, we're all signed up. We'll be a sensation on the dance floor by next week.
But Fred...
What is with this but Fred stuff? What's on your mind?
Well, I was just wondering how we're going to get out of the house every night this week.
Barney, how come you wait till now to tell me? You should have mentioned it before we signed up and paid out all that dough.
Well, I tried to tell you, Fred, but you wouldn't let me. Hey, I got another right there, Fred.
Oh, no, not again.
Yeah, look. Why don't we join Joe Rockhead's volunteer fire department?
Okay. I know I'm a fool to ask, but what has Joe Rockhead's volunteer fire department got to do with our dancing lessons?
Well, if we were volunteer firemen, we'd have to leave the house every time the fire bell rings. And Rocky rings the bell every night at 7:30.
And how, if I might ask, does Rocky know there's going to be a fire every night at 7:30?
There is no fire, Fred. There's nothing to burn in bedrock. Everything is made of stone, but it gives the volunteer firemen a chance to get out every night and go bowling or play cards. You know, Fred, man stuff. But you and me, well, we could go to the dancing school every night.
How long has this been going on, Barney?
Oh, a couple of months or so. Hey, what do you think of the idea, huh, Fred?
I think it's the most despicable...
I know you'd say that.
The most insidious...
I know you'd say that.
The most ingenious idea I ever heard. Let's join!
I know you'd say that too, Fred.
Yeah, it's working out real swell, fellas. To keep the department efficient, we have a mock alert every night at 7:30. Get it? When the bell rings, all the firemen report to the firehouse immediately. Get it? If there's no fire, and there never is, we disband and go back home or wherever. Most of the fellas go the wherever route. Are the rules clear?
Yeah, we got it.
Good. Now, raise your right hand and take the oath. Do you solemnly swear you will answer the fire bell whenever it rings and never snitch on our brother firefighters?
We do.
Congratulations, men. I'll see you at 7:30.
Dinner's ready. I wonder where Fred is.
Hey, Wilma! Get a load of this. Pretty nifty, eh?
What is it, Fred?
It's my new fireman's outfit. I am now a volunteer fireman.
Volunteer fireman? But why, Fred?
Because I feel it is my civic duty to protect the citizens of Bedrock. Bonnie joined, too.
But, Fred, I don't ever remember seeing any fires in Bedrock.
Yes, but we in the department know that there's going to be a lot of them every night this week.
How do you know that, Fred?
I can't tell you that, Wilma. It's a top secret.
You're up to something. But what? Fred, do you have to eat with that hat on?
I gotta be ready to scramble, as we say down at the firehouse.
Fred, will you stop looking at the clock? You'd think you were going somewhere.
5, 4, 3, 2... There it is! There's a fire somewhere! Duty calls! Neither sleep nor slush nor... Then I'll see you later, Wilma!
Wow! How civic-minded can one get?
Come on, Bonnie, let's go! Come on, Fred, wait for me! We'll run down to the firehouse, Bonnie, right quicker!
Betty, did you see that?
See it? I got trampled in the rush. I never saw a fireman so happy about a fire before.
I guess they just love their work.
Nice work, fellas. You're really on the ball. But it's a false alarm, and you can all go, home.
Right, Chief?
Good night, Chief.
You know, I'll bet something like this could catch on all over the country.
It worked like a charm, Bonnie, didn't it?
Yeah, that Joe Rockhead's a smart one.
And it's only a short walk to the dance school.
Right. We just do this for a week and we're all set.
A week? Are you kidding? I don't ever intend to let my membership lapse in this fine, civic-minded organization.
Now, if you gentlemen will leave your coats here, we'll step into the classroom. And I'll introduce you to your dancing teachers. Two charming young ladies.
Ooh, gee, Fred. Lady teachers. Hey, I don't think Betty would like that.
It's only a lesson, Bonnie, an education.
Well, I never met a girl yet that wasn't an education.
Mr. Flintstone, your teacher will be Miss Gravel.
How do you do, Mr. Flintstone?
Likewise, I'm sure.
And Mr. Rubble, this is Miss Pitchblende, who will be your partner.
Good evening, Mr. Rubble. Welcome to our studio.
Bonnie, say something.
Hiya, partner.
Now, Mr. Flintstone, notice the diagram on the floor.
Diagram.
That is the basic step. Once we learn that, we are on our way.
Yeah.
Aren't we?
Are we?
Now, will you please try it as I count off each step?
Yes, ma'am.
Ready? A one.
One.
A two. A three.
A three.
A four.
A four.
But, Mr. Rubble, it's all right. You have to hold hands to dance. Now, your other hand goes around my waist.
No, no. That I won't do. No.
Oh, boy, why did I ever quit secretarial school?
But, Betty, this is the fifth night in a row the boys have been out. I never heard of so many fires.
I know, and always at 7:30. I stopped by the firehouse this afternoon, but that chief, Joe Rockhead, won't tell me a thing.
He said it was restricted information.
Since when is a fire a secret? There's something fishy about this, Betty. Fred is not that civic-minded.
Neither is Barney. Look, come on over, Wilma. I have an idea how to get our firemen home.
Now, this is your last night, Mr. Flintstone. And so far, you've practically mastered the basic steps.
Oh, it's nothing. Some guys just have it naturally.
Yes. Well, tonight we'll try to apply the basic step to various dances. First, the waltz.
Waltzes, phooey. I'm a progressive jazz cat myself.
Now, Mr. Rubble, since this is your last night, we'll review the dances you learned. I mean, tried. Let's start off with the foxtrot,
Okay, foxtrot.
Mr. Rubble.
Yeah?
The idea is to wait until the music starts.
Well, what's your idea, Betty? I'm desperate enough to try anything.
It's simple. We'll turn in an alarm and watch our heroes in action right here.
That's a good idea. Of course, it'll be a false alarm, but there's something false about those firemen, too. Go ahead and call, Betty.
Okay. Operator, get me the volunteer fire department, please. Uh-huh. Back of Joe Rockhead's garage.
Rockhead's volunteer fire department. Chief Rockhead speaking. A fire? Are you sure? Where? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We'll be right over. Oh, my goodness. A fire. A real fire. We never had one before. What'll I do? What'll I do? I know. I'll get the fireman. Yeah. That's it. The fireman. All right, lady. Where's the fire?
There is no fire.
Huh? Oh, thank goodness. We forgot to bring the hose.
You also forgot to bring our husbands.
Your husbands?
Uh-huh. Those eager beavers, Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble. Where are they?
Well, I guess they didn't hear the bell, lady.
Well, you'll hear bells if you don't tell us where they are.
Yeah, telephone bells when we call up your wives and tell them what a bunch of phony fire eaters you are.
Oh, no, lady, not that.
Please, lady, we got a good thing going.
Besides, we swore not to snitch.
Well, you snitch or we snitch to your wives.
You brainwashed it out of me, lady. They're at Arthur Quarry's dance school.
Arthur Quarry's dance school?
Doing, Barney boy?
Great, Fred. Nothing to it. I like it.
Me too. Boy, won't Wilma and Betty be surprised.
Hello, Fred.
Hello, Barney.
Wilma, Betty.
All right, firefighter, don't just stand there with your mouth flapping. Let's hear your story.
Yes, Shorty. What do you got to say for yourself?
We did it for you girls, Betty.
That's right. We did it all for you girls.
You mean you joined the volunteer fire department?
So you could go dancing for us?
Yeah, that's right. It was the only way we could sneak out every night.
Barney, will you shut up? The truth doesn't even sound right to me. Honest, Wilma, this is what happened. Barney and I thought that if we could take dancing lessons, we could take you and Betty.
I sure felt silly
silly when the boys explained what they were doing.
I did, too. Imagine those two sweet guys planning to surprise us all the time.
We're just lucky with those two. And here they come now.
Well, back to the ladies and some more dancing, huh, Barney boy?
Right, Twinkle Toes.
Which style of dancing do you like best, Barney?
Oh, I don't know. They're all the same to me.
They're all the same to Fred, too. Exactly the same. But who cares? They're in there pitching.